He's enigmatic, charming, and Israeli. He's a former porn star and successful businessman. He also has a heart of gold and a genuine love of people. Join Roy Peretz and his crazy Israeli friends for the next hour right here, right now. This is The Hustle. Good evening and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station. This is Chai FM. Today's Wednesday. The date is the 24th day of the month of April. And this is the time of the porn source time. And who do we have here with us today? We've got, what is the time now? 6:10. The time is now 6:10. And take a deep breath. I want you to put your feet on.
We are in the middle of the matzah break.
Yeah, there you go. Take a deep breath. Close your eyes. Put your feet on the coffee table. Not if you're driving. Don't close your eyes if you're driving. And not if you're married. You have to keep one eye open because this thing can stab you.
Safety and survival.
Safety and survival.
You know, Roy, you mustn't drink and drive either. You know, you might spill it.
Yeah, you know, some people that I know, especially now with the new laws, they say, why drink and drive while you can smoke and fly?
That's a good one.
You like?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. Like.
So who do we have here today? He comes to us from the deep ends of Hyde Park. He's our coin, antique, and memorabilia expert. I want you to give a big round of applause to Eitan Nadler.
Good evening, everyone, and Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach, Eitan. And who do we have more? From 96 Anton Drive, running one of the most beautiful establishments ever. He is our Swiss watch and diamond expert. Please welcome Liel Rimon.
Hi, everybody. I'm here.
I can see.
He is a decorated journalist, our blogger, and South Africa's best movie critic. I want you to say hi to Peter Feldman.
Thanks, Roy. It's nice to be back.
From our Stanton branch in Top Cash, the rumor says she gives the best service in the whole industry. I want you to welcome Nicole.
Thanks for this to love.
Yeah, we do, eh? So what are we going to talk about
today? Our host, Roy Peretz.
Oh, thank you.
You always forget yourself.
Next time
I will bring you a mirror. Maybe you can see yourself.
So you can see a mirror image of himself. Yes.
Roy, if you have a fat son and you want him to lose weight, you know what you do?
No.
That's gimmicky image.
What do you do?
Gimmicky mirrors.
You pay the ice cream man to keep on driving. that's one way.
That's a good one. That's a good one. No, there's a lot of other things you can do too.
Yeah, you can get him married.
Nah, it wouldn't make him thinner. Yeah, I wouldn't.
To just make him suffer.
Yeah, suffer.
Miserable. Fat and miserable.
That's terrible, eh? That's actually terrible. So, we're starting on this nice note. So what are we going to talk about today? So first of all, we've got the movies. And then, we have to talk about the danger of marriage, obviously. I mean, we have to. Why are you laughing, Nicole? Eh? Why are you laughing?
I will have a very nice story about
you. You are going to limit my husband's market.
Your husband's market.
Well,
I mean, with apostrophe S.
I'm on the hunt. I'm looking for one.
Oh, here you go. And let me tell you, Nicole is.
So you are against happy people. That's what you are.
No.
The man that marries me
will be the happiest person ever. Let me tell you.
He'll say, my God, I wish I met her years before.
Is it?
Okay, we'll take your word for it for now.
Just wait and see.
Good luck, guys.
Good luck. Our telephone numbers. 0618951019. SMSs to 34519. It will cost you a $1.50. If you want to marry Nicole, 34519.
$1.50.
It will cost you a $1.50. That's mad.
It started to sound like an auction, huh?
You know what, Roy?
Yeah.
I nearly had a heart attack when I heard that word.
What? Which of marriage?
Buck.
Oh, I thought I'm now pronounce you.
Husband and buck.
And I pronounce you. Whoa. Let me tell you. Yeah.
You know about this guy going to a witch.
Yeah.
And she's telling him, how can I help you? He said, listen, someone put a spell on me 8 years ago. And please, I have to remove it. So the witch said, if you remember exactly the word of the spell, I can remove it. And now I pronounce you husband and wife.
All right. I'd like to go there to see the former porn star, Miriam. Miriam, just come in, man. Just come in. You'll see the former porn star. Porn star. P-O-R-N star. Yes, that's me. All right. So, let me tell you. So, we're also going to make fun of the marriage institution, understandably. I just want to tell you a short story. So, I was listening to this short video on the internet. It was on WhatsApp. It was a great video where the speaker said that one of his neighbors is a 90-year-old man and suffering from Alzheimer's. And every single morning at 9 o'clock in the morning, he knocks on the door, every single morning at 9 o'clock he knocks on the door and asks me if I've seen his wife, which means like in every single morning at 9 a.m. I have to explain to a 90-year-old man that's suffering from Alzheimer's that his wife has been dead for quite some time. Now I thought about moving. I thought about just not answering the door. I thought about, but to be honest, It's worth so much just to see the smile on this, on his face every morning.
That's a good one.
What I'm going to say.
So you're saying it's good to remember it daily.
Yeah. I mean, this old man obviously had something. I mean, every morning, the story is nice because it says every morning he used to come to me and says, where's my wife? And everything, like a goldfish. He will remember. Every time you tell him, he's happy again. Yeah. So yeah, this is about how, anyway, we are, today, Barbara Streisand, she's 77 years old. Barbara Streisand. She's 77 years old. So, yeah.
You know, her stepson's in a movie we're going to see on Friday. There's a movie opening and her stepson's in the movie.
Who? Does she have a stepson?
Joss Brolin.
Who?
Joss Brolin.
Is he a stepson?
Yeah, because she's married to James Brolin. That's his son. And he's in the new Avengers movie, which is coming out on Friday.
Ooh.
Well, is it a step or adopted?
Step. Well, ever.
Okay.
It's the son of a husband. What do you want to call it?
Well, as long as it's not a daughter. It's okay.
Stepson.
So what do we have? Are we going to go from here to here? So I just want to put something you're really going to like before we're going to start our show. This is something I think you're going to like. Amy Winehouse. If you don't like that, I don't know if you'd like.
Quiet on the set. Can we please have quiet on the set?
The movie reviews with Peter Feldman. How's it, Peter?
Great, Roy. I'm watching a movie tonight, but let's talk about movies I've already seen. There are two big ones opening this Friday. One's the eagerly awaited The Avengers Endgame.
Okay.
You can't talk too much about it because there are a lot of spoilers and a lot of things happen as they go to hunt the villain, Thanos, who is played by Joss Brolin, and he's a throwback from Infinity War. And I must tell you, it held me. It's 3 hours long, Roy. So there's no intermission, and it just hits you where you live, and there's a lot of action. And what's interesting, it's done by two guys, Joe and Anthony Russo. They are the directors, and the movie brings in all the superheroes in the Marvel a universe. So there's ones you haven't seen for a while. They suddenly emerge. We see Spider-Man, suddenly Ant-Man coming in, Captain America, Iron Man. So people who love this sort of action movie, the fantasy, it's there. Everything's there. The scenes are huge. There's a lot of going on. There's time travel involved, which goes back and forth between different eras. So I think they've thrown everything into the work as a finale. And for those who enjoy this sort of movie, and I don't know if Eitan likes this sort of movie, you're going to have a party. And I think it's going to do very well, Roy. You know, a lot of people were at the preview. And I must say, the previews I attend, they're not always many, many people. But suddenly when they're showing something like The Avengers or The X-Men or something like that, they seem to crawl out of the woodwork. Because this is the sort of movie they like, and I think most people are going to enjoy this. I guarantee you it's probably going to be top of the pops this weekend.
Let me just mention something. Do we have movie tickets to give
We tonight? Always have movie tickets
All right,
to give
so
away.
So we've got two pairs of movie tickets to give away tonight. Our telephone number is 061-895-1019. That's our WhatsApp number. Our SMS is 34519. It will cost you $1.50. And Peter will ask you a question at the end of his...
Ramble.
Yeah. So please just...
Some of the stars in the movie who play the various characters. You've got Robert Downey Jr. You've got Chris Evans, who plays Captain America. You've got Scarlett Johansson. You've got Paul Rudd, who plays Ant-Man. You've got Josh Brolin. So I'm going to ask you a question around there. So listen carefully. The other movie I want to talk about, Roy, is a South African movie.
Yeah.
And over the last couple of months, there have been amazing amount of South African movies being released in South Africa. And it's good because our industry is thriving. This is called An Act of Defiance. It's already been out a year in overseas, but we're only going to see it this week. It's a Dutch company that made it. It's about the Rivonia trial, and it focuses on Bram Fischer, the man who was a communist and he was head of the Communist Party, but he defended Nelson Mandela and the trialists, and nobody knew about them. He had this secret, and he was supposed to be at Lily's Leaf Farm when the police raided on July the 11th, 1963, but he didn't make it. So he was supposed to be the 11th accused. They had 10 accused. They were all there, including Mandela, whom they arrested earlier on, and Walter Sisulu and Goldberg and, they're quite a Rubenstein. There are quite a few of them. And this movie tracks him. It focuses on his life and his dilemma. And it's one of the best movies I've seen in many years. So I would highly recommend An Act of Defiance.
Act of Defiance. All right.
Now, the movie question is, name me one of the actors who play in Endgame, Avengers Endgame. And I must tell you, the vouchers are valid for 2D or 3D movies for regular and VIP cinemas. Special arrangement with Chai FM and our show for people to sit into those cinemas. Vouchers exclude Extreme and 4DX cinemas, as well as movies in their first week of release. So you can't see Avengers and you can't see the Act of Defiance.
This week. Well, you can wait for next week.
Yeah,
you can sit
sure.
next week.
It can only be redeemed at cinema box office, not online. You can't book online. They're valid for 3 months, and the winners need to present the vouchers as complimentary Mobi codes when they go to the box office to get their tickets. So, Roy, that's the question. Name one of the actors who are in the movie Avengers Endgame, which is going to be a huge success. And that's about it this week. It's a wrap.
So, give me the question again. What is there?
What is the? Give me the name of any of the actors. You can Google it if you didn't hear what I said. I named five who are superheroes in this movie, Avengers Endgame.
All right, guys, you remember that one, please. So, yeah. All right. So, answer us. 061-895-1019 or 34519 for $1.50. So,
this is The Hustle with Roy Peretz.
And we're back. Thank you for staying with us. The time is now 6:31, and we're here with, I just want to talk a little bit about today's birthday. So what do we have to do? Oh, first of all, we've got a guy that said, we've got a lot of people that already guessed the answer. So I'm missing a little bit my SMSs from before. This system here is a little bit of a slow one. We've got a lot of people, right? All right, let me just go down a little bit and I see. Look how many here.
100%.
So anyway, we've got someone from Edenville that says that they like our music, but they don't like our jokes.
Can I say something in this line?
Yeah, please do that.
You know, it's, yeah, most of the people when I meet them, whatever, they love our routine or the idea that it's mainly about love, marriage, relationship.
Yeah.
I just want to tell everyone on the serious side of it.
There's no serious side of it. If you take it too seriously, I don't think you're going
to
survive.
No, yeah. But I want you to think about what I'm going to say because, yeah. You know, this very weird moment, 1 year into your marriage, when you actually realize that all the husband and wife jokes are not really a joke.
No, it's not a joke.
No, that's it. So guys, come on, laughing, take it easy.
The wife is a joke. Nice. The husband is not a joke.
Yeah. So, yeah, not too serious. We're here to have fun
but
and
tell
relax.
Me, Roy,
and, yeah.
Tell me if you think it's fair, right? And you too. When you go to a pub and you drink and you get drunk, yeah. They don't serve you alcohol anymore.
No, they don't.
So why McDonald's keep on serving fat people? Please explain to me. I don't understand.
I must say, this is...
They didn't do enough laws against...
against?
It's not a law. Fat. It's you know, it's logic.
Yeah. Well, logic left the country
longer.
No, because
they're their best customers.
They're the best customers.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, to be honest with you, I'm really... how do you say... I've got a lot of fat jokes today. I must say. It is terrible, eh?
Overweight jokes, not fat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen. I love it. Diplomatic.
Yeah, exactly. Now, politically correct.
Yeah, but before that. So.
And why are you laughing at overweight people, Roy? Don't you think they have enough on their plate?
Because of that, I'm laughing at it. Yeah.
What's reminding me that, this guy saw his wife, you know, in the bathroom, standing on the scale and pulling the stomach in. Yeah. So he's starting to laugh and he said, listen, baby, it's not going to hell. She said, I'm not trying to change anything just to see the numbers.
You guys are terrible, I'm telling you. So anyway, Barbara Streisand.
I opened for you the door.
Yes. Barbara Streisand was born today and her son is playing in that movie.
Josh Brolin.
It's already finished.
Okay.
So anyway, she's 77 years old, believe it or not. She had plenty of albums and the famous ones were Star Is Born, Guilty, Wells, the Barbara Streisand album and a lot more. She was married to Elliot Gould, believe it or not. She was married to Elliot Gould, if you know. And now she's married to James Brolin. Yeah. She says about herself, I'm simple, complex, dangerous, selfish, unattractive, beautiful, lazy, and driven.
Yeah, unattractive, beautiful?
Yeah, I would stick with unattractive.
Okay.
All right.
And
she doesn't like orange.
She doesn't
like anything to do with orange. Orange flowers, orange.
She doesn't like that.
No.
Gosh.
I don't know how I got to live my 42 years without knowing that Barbara Streisand don't like college.
She made it a point to tell Oprah.
Oh, Oprah.
She says, I can take any truth. Just don't lie to me. Okay. I think of myself as a girl from Brooklyn. All right. Okay. Jean-Paul Gaultier. This is Leah's friend. You know Jean-Paul?
They want
Jean-Paul. So Jean-Paul today is 67 years old.
I love his clothes.
Oh. And his perfume.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got a very nice perfume.
I had the Jean-Paul Gaultier once. Not the men, the perfume.
So anyway, the Jean-Paul Gaultier friendship. Culture. Anyway, the guy is a designer. He's a creative director from Hermès. If anybody knows the famous shop Hermès. From 2003 to 2010. He co-presented a television series in a Eurotrash and Antoine of Cannes. Okay. All right. He was born 1952, so he's 67 now. And his boyfriend died in 1990.
What?
Yes, that's what he says. Yep.
In 1990.
And he hasn't had another one since.
He didn't say that. His boyfriend died in 1990, but since he had a... all right. Who more? Shirley MacLaine. You know how old is Shirley MacLaine? Give me an idea. 85. Yeah, wow. That's good. That's not bad. 85. Whoa. I must be very old.
She's amazing.
Yeah, when Roy was a teenager, used to have her posters on the wall. And he used to discover his sexuality. Yes,
Shirley MacLaine, yeah. So
in Paraposit.
Yeah. Cedric the Entertainer. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Really?
Yeah, he's 55.
You had his posters as well.
He's 55 years old. He was, yeah. And, you know, he's only 1.68 centimeters.
Is it? He looks much bigger on the TV.
On TV, yeah. Well, maybe they take pictures next to
the camera.
Short people,
the camera is from the bottom to the ceiling.
The camera put a couple of pounds.
Now let me tell you a short joke. You know, we're talking about how men changed.
About short people.
No, short joke. Okay. About people, about men.
Yeah.
So it's how men changed. In 1948, the average man would say, I just killed a buffalo. Yeah? I mean, now, 1845.
Yes, wow. Yeah,
in 1845, an average man will say, I just killed a buffalo. In 1952, a man would say, I just fixed the roof. In 2017, I just shaved my legs. Oh. Yeah, that's
Hey, you know,
yeah.
My girlfriend is so fat. She got more chins than a Chinese phone book.
Like a little Buddha.
She's even got an oak.
What?
She's even got an oak.
Yeah.
My girlfriend is so fat.
Yeah?
She's even got an oak.
She's even got it. Okay.
She's even got a boyfriend. She's got a boyfriend. So what's wrong with me? And I'm tired.
You know, women are sometimes very funny.
Yeah.
They think that this long silence or I won't talk to you attitude, it's actually a punishment.
Mm-hmm. I don't have that
problem. The full sentence is, women are sometimes funny, the rest of the time they're not.
So let me tell you. So I was sitting in a bar and two really large, I'm not going to say fat. So really large woman came in.
Not
and they were talking in an interesting accent. So I asked them, cool accent, are you ladies from Ireland? And they said, so one of them is like snort to me and she says, it's Wales, Dumbo. I said, all right. So I'm, so correct myself. I said, okay, are you two Wales from Ireland?
Well done.
You like that one?
So, husband asked his wife,
yeah,
if I die, will you marry again? She said, definitely not. I will move in with my sister and stay single. And what about you, if I will die? He said, definitely not, and I will move with your sister.
Would you say it again? No, sorry.
Sorry.
I missed it.
Husband asked his wife.
Yeah.
Okay, if I die, will you marry again? So she answered, no, I definitely will not, and I will move to live with my sister. And what about you? The husband said, definitely not, and I will move to live with your sister. That's it.
That's good.
Ah, the wife was pissed. Yeah. I thought the husband was
yeah.
That's
yeah.
why I didn't got it.
Both
so,
of them.
So just a second. Nicole's got a riddle.
Yeah.
Three badgies in a cage. One on the bottom perch, one on the middle perch, and one on the top perch. Which badgie owns the cage?
If you don't know the answer, Nikki will send it. So here you go, guys.
No, tell us the answer.
No, she will. She will send it to us if we don't know the answer.
The
I don't know. Do you know the answer? Do you know the answer?
Yeah, the girl one. The girl, the female.
All right, the female one. What do you think? Is it right? So she's going to send it to us. Eitan.
Yebo.
So once a naked woman robbed the bank, nobody remember her face.
Let me give you a couple things, one after the other.
Yeah.
So, good news, your wife is pregnant. Yay, bad news, she is expecting triplets. Terrible news, you had the vasectomy. Another one, good news, your wife won't talk to you. Bad news, she wants a divorce. Terrible news, she's a lawyer.
You know this guy that... He had a very big family, a lot of kids. He was very happy with his wife. And then one day, a woman knocked on the door and she said, listen, I have something to tell you. About 10 years ago, we had an affair and I have 2 kids from you. And he said, how is it possible? And he said, no ways. He went and he went to the doctor and the doctor did a fertility check. And he checked what's going on. And he called the guy the other day and told him, listen, I got good news and bad news. He said, what's the good news? He said, these two kids are not your kids. And he said, oh, that's great news. What the bad news? He said, you're not fertile. Mm. So think about all the way home, what he thought about his family. And yeah, he had some
terrible, eh?
A big dealing to do. So I've got here a part of what you said, large lady diet diary.
Day one. Don't let it go today.
Non-skinny.
Day one. Okay. Yeah. So she write, I removed all the fattening food from my house. It was delicious.
I think I know the answer to the riddle.
No, tell us.
No, none of the budgies own the cage because they're all in the cage. So none of them own it. No.
They wanted the bottom. They wanted the bottom.
Yes.
Other two are on a higher
purchase.
Purchase.
Okay.
Purchase. Higher purchase.
Nice.
Not bad. Not bad. Nice. Not bad. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice. Very nice.
Clever. Clever.
So, but we going to... We're going to just go to a nice, really nice song, guys. I think you'd like that one.
This is The Hustle with Roy Peretz.
Yeah, happy shmepi, a lot of matzah bread. Yeah.
Happy peppy.
Happy peppy, Pesach, yeah.
Pesach is it's not an easy holiday. I mean, if I could fast for 7 days, I would.
I'd rather walk in the desert for 40 years than to have a seder for one night.
Nah, seder is okay, man. Seder is nice. The food is not bad.
Listen, it's not so horrible. You eat and enjoy it. It's what's come after you don't enjoy.
Thank you for staying with us. It was the last stretch of the last 13 minutes of
so you can tell jokes.
Yeah, you can tell jokes. No, you can tell jokes.
I've got one.
Yeah.
Oh, life is like a box of chocolate. It ends much sooner for fat people.
Yes, today you hit it on his
way. Well, the other one is much nicer.
Okay.
Every time, and you know I'm struggling with my weight, so I can tell it on myself. Every time someone calls me fat, I don't like it. I get so depressed and I cut myself. Another piece of chocolate cake. Yeah.
My wife made this, the true story, my wife made this wonderful Pesach cake.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Huh?
So I was sitting there and straightening it. You know when you're straightening it. I nailed the bloody thing. I'm telling you.
Matzah.
No, it's got nothing. No matzah, but it's got. I don't know. It's like with what was it? No.
What?
With coconut.
Coconut.
Yeah. But also potato meal. I bought a Pacifica cake. It was delicious.
You know,
you bought it yourself. My new
resolution is to lose 10 kilograms. I still have 13 to go.
So this woman going to the doctor, she's actually very worried about the husband. So the husband had a checkup and she's coming to sit with the doctor and he's telling her, look, Mrs. Conley, your husband is very, very, very sick and urgently he need a lot of rest and he shouldn't get upset. So I will give you some sleeping pills to take.
Yeah.
So she said, oh, okay, I understand. And how often should he take them? He said, no, it's actually for you, baby. Go to sleep.
How do you get virgin wool? Or where do you get virgin wool from? Wool.
Virgin wool.
Yeah, virgin wool.
I don't know.
Ugly sheep.
I shouted at my wife.
Yeah.
Okay. She was in labor. I said, push, honey. Come on and push. You have to push harder. So she said, stop talking to me, you monster. I mean, listen, you need to understand, it's an old car. If we can't push it, start, how she can get to the hospital?
Good one, Nathan, good one. You know why women don't play soccer?
Why? They do.
Yeah, not a lot of them.
Not so great.
Not so great, not a lot of them. You know why?
Quite.
How many times you see so many women wearing the same clothes?
Without arguing, no?
Yeah.
You know,
you're right.
This wife complained to her husband.
Yeah.
She said, look, up the street from us, couple houses. Look, this nice couple. Look how the husband treating his wife. Opening the door for the car, holding a hand, talking nice to her. Why can't you do the same? He said, Annie, why are you getting so upset? I hardly know the woman. Please.
You know, the wife calls the mother and ask her, and tell him, mother, you know, I fought so much with my husband today. Oh, I don't know what to do with him. You know what? I'm coming to live with Juna. Says, the mother says, why are you making such a big mistake? Let me come live with you so you can really learn the lesson.
Right.
Roy, what's the difference between a wife and a girlfriend?
I can't say
30 kilos.
30
about,
kilos.
About 20 yeah. kilos.
Well, it depends how you look. So Daniel and Jessica was very in love and they had a great wedding.
Yeah.
And they went to a wonderful honeymoon in the Caribbean and like... very romantic, it was beautiful, and you know, she spoke to her mother like 5 times every day, you know, it's half 2, and she was very happy, and they came back home, and couple days later, she calling her mom, sobbing, crying, please mom, I can't do this, please come take me home.
Yeah.
She said, but Jessica, what happened? Everything was so wonderful, and this. She said, listen, since we came home, he changed completely. He started to talk to me this awful 4 letters words. I don't know what's going on. Sobbing, please come take me home. So the mother said, but Jessica, what can be so horrible that he's telling me? He said, word like dust, wash, cook, iron.
Just to follow the word. Last romantic note.
Yeah.
On Idols a couple of weeks ago, one of the contestants, her boyfriend proposed to her on the stage.
Oh, that's so
Katy
romantic.
Katy Perry collapsed.
Really?
Sobbing, literally collapsed on the floor, sobbing her eyes out.
Really?
So she said yes or no?
Sobbing. Her nose was running. And it was the ugly cry. Because she said she wants so desperately to find a love like that.
Is it?
That's cool.
Yeah. Really?
Amazing. Oh, shame.
A small advice.
Shame
okay.
I didn't watch it. I would
don't marry for money. You can borrow it cheaper.
Abu, much cheaper. Let me tell you.
Well, the doctor tell my girlfriend, well, it looks like you're pregnant. So my girlfriend said, oh my God, am I pregnant? She said, no, you just look like you're pregnant.
You know, so I went to a restaurant and I said to the waiter, listen, the steak is smelling like very strong of alcohol, of liquor. So the waiter backs up like 3 steps and he says, and now?
You know, in any argument at home, okay, the wife will always have the last word.
Yeah.
Any word you say after, it's the beginning of a new argument.
Yeah.
That's it.
You know, so I went to another restaurant and then I refused to eat this roast beef. I refused. I said to him, call the manager. He says, no, it's not, that's not good. He's not going to eat it neither. Yeah. So much changed since my girlfriend told me we're having a baby. Let me tell you, so much have changed from the time that my girlfriend told me I've got a baby. For instance, my name, my address, my telephone number.
You know, freezing wintry day, and my wife's called me all hysterical, and she said, listen, the windows are frozen and not open. I don't know what to do. So gently I explained to her, but carefully, take a little bit warm water, pour it carefully, try to knock with your hand. If it's not help, gently with the hammer in the corner. 15 minutes later, she's calling and she says, oh no, the laptop burned.
The windows. Good one, Ethan, good one. So, you know, one of the ways to talk to a woman, he said to her, you're so kind, funny and beautiful. So she says to me, oh, come on, you just want to get me in bed. And smart, too.
So, my girlfriend said she's expecting me to behave to her like she's a princess.
Okay.
So I got her married to a very old, can be her grandfather, gentleman from Germany, just to improve our business relationship.
Guys, the time is now 5 minutes to 7 o'clock. Please don't forget it. Tomorrow, we've got a show here of
Rowan Friends,
and it's going to really be nice. We're going to talk about many, many things, and it's really going to be nice. Especially about the soccer tonight, and hopefully, really, I do hope that I almost say we're going to win. It's difficult to say that. I really hope that.
What you? You're not Manchester playing. You're playing on Saturday.
Yeah, but for me, I hope Manchester Friday. United will win.
We play on Friday.
And it was very Friday, difficult. Yeah. I can see the blood pouring out of your ears. It was difficult to say.
It is difficult. It is very extremely difficult.
Listen.
I'm for the last 7 days or 6 days.
Training on.
No, I'm not. I am supporting Manchester United. Fully supporting Manchester United.
I can't even say the word supporting Manchester United in one sentence.
I am supporting Manchester United like all Liverpool fan. Tonight we all Man United.
All right. Well,
I don't know. Well, I don't know. Well, I don't know.
Careful, tomorrow, different story.
Don't shout it over the radio.
I just did. Manchester United got, somebody wrote a joke and he says Manchester United went to Everton for nothing.
They got four. Yes.
Without a problem, eh?
For nothing.
They couldn't play. I wonder what happened to this manager, because the manager was actually so good. He signed a contract and he lost 5 out of 6 games.
After he signed the contract, yeah. After they beat Paris Saint-Germain with this amazing game in Paris. No, I don't know if he signed it before or after, but from there they lost the 5 from 6.
It's amazing, eh?
Yeah. But I read about it. They just pulled them to the peak and everything was exciting.
And what do you think about Barcelona?
They're not a team. What? Barcelona, I saw them yesterday and I saw them last week.
They're not so good.
Barcelona are not that good. They playing horrible, Roy. I'm telling you.
But it's still the first place in
Spain, because there's no competition.
It's basically Messi and another 10 guys, eh?
It's Messi and another 10 very, very average guys.
I really think
that Liverpool got.
Yeah, we got a team.
Three times better team than them. On a given day, everything can happen, and it's a semi-final of the Champions League. Yes, but this year Liverpool are much better team than Barcelona.
I really hope so, because if we're better team than Barcelona, then we're really gonna have the.
I think we're gonna give them a hiding. Tell you the truth.
Really?
Really, really believe so.
I just want to keep 1-0. Only 1-0 I want to have in Barcelona. 1-0 in Barcelona is good enough.
Because I'm watching a lot of the Spanish.
Yeah, me too.
They are not good. They're not good.
Let me tell you, my old man is like a crazy supporter of Barcelona. And
he
says to me, for 90 minutes, we were not going to be friends.
This year, Barcelona are very average, I have to tell you.
Very average, yeah.
Yes, it's a little bit confusing, because you see they are the champions in Spain and they did it so beautifully and so strongly. But there's no competition in Spain, and that's what making you a bit worried about them. It's Messi and another 10 very average guys. That's maybe Suarez if he get a good day. But again,
Suarez was. I mean, we built the whole team around Suarez, and we almost won the league. Suarez is a machine.
I think we need.
But it's not like his old self. He's playing different position.
Liverpool can put Fabinho on Messi and finish the game. That's what I think. We see.
I really hope so. So, guys, I just want to. All of you to sleep tonight as a Man United supporter.
No,
Chag Sameach.
After the game finish,
hang on there, guys.
Back to Reichman.
Cheers, guys. See you tomorrow.
Tomorrow night. Yeah.